Wow, here we are. Another great day. We're calling it Thursday for now. Welcome to it. It is 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. Yep, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. Kaffir Carol, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
What's bugging me is there's another scheme. A billionaire from Switzerland has put in over $100 million to try to promote, to get out the non-white vote, which is heavily Democrat. And people maybe don't realize our county is at the heart of some of this wokeness, and we have received a bunch of money. Matter of fact, our supervisor of elections was on a board of directors of only 10 supervisors of elections nationwide on Zuckerberg's group that put out all kinds of millions of dollars to get out the Democrat vote.
And, yeah, in fact, they even changed the rules after that, realizing that, yeah, they're not, that's not right. People definitely need to be aware of that. Good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, on Highway 19. I live out towards Cedar Key, driving to Crystal River every day. I wish people would turn their headlights on at 6:30 in the morning. Maybe they can see, but we can't see them coming up with these dark colored vehicles and all these woods. They just kind of blend in, so turn the headlights on. It's really a safety issue. Thanks.
No doubt about it. We've railed on that for years. We still scratch our heads and don't understand it. Severe thunderstorms coming down. Yeah. It's dark. People don't have their headlights on. Dusk and dawn. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I can barely see the road. I'm okay. It's like, people need to be able to see you, dummy.
Or they think because they've got daytime running lights on their headlights, they don't necessarily have them in the back. Or they think because their dash lights are on, all their other lights are on, and they're not. They need to get more consistent in that.
Yeah. But they're not paying attention because they're busy on their smartphone, and that lights up really nice.
Yeah, real. Yeah, right.
Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Oh, man. The absolutely broken state of our government and injustice system. The long, long, long awaited trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, is coming up in June of 2028. Now, if this doesn't glaringly and sickeningly and totally point to the broken, evil state of our government, there's nothing that will. I had to repeat that. It's sick. Very sick. Thank you.
No. Thank you, John. Good morning, Bridget. What's bugging you?
Well, gosh, guys, we just had a local primary election and school board. Nobody realizes that you have to get 50% plus one. So there is four of us in the race, and there is a runoff. So I am in the runoff, and nobody knows it because they think it doesn't happen that way.
it's over. But no, it's not. So pay attention, my friends, and we will also try to get the word out as well. Helen, good morning. What's bugging you?
I work for a doctor's office, and when I come in every morning, I listen to all my messages so I can call the patients back. They talk so fast. They may have some name like Shibanu Smith, and they'll spell Smith. They won't give me a date of birth. They won't even give me a hint. And then they say their phone number so fast that the average I spend is I listen to the message 5 times.
Wow.
Trying to figure it out. I'm real good about picking up just a couple of things and going on my computer and trying to match some of the numbers with what I got.
Yeah, it's amazing how nonchalant some people are. It's like, wait, this is a message that benefits you. Speak clearly. Enunciate. especially, you know, the date of birth is the most important thing when right. the doctor's office is trying to search information.
And I leave my number twice just because, you know, if people aren't necessarily writing it down at that moment when you start to give something, I always give the number
twice. Well, and everything's digital now, so you just get a tiny little glitch and you don't get the number in there. Yep. Good morning, Dan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Tailgating at stop signs and traffic lights.
Yes.
Yeah, tailgate at the football games.
Yes.
Yeah, not on the roadway.
No.
Bro, Andrew, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me? Are we prepared enough not to have an Abbey Gate in downtown Manhattan? Thank you.
No, we're not, frankly, to answer that. And I do have something related to Abbey Gate coming up in just a minute. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Happy birthday, Greg. If I'm doing my math correctly, we need to do a little segment of When I'm 64 from the Beatles. But what's bugging me is that it's not just Instagram and Facebook. When my son was visiting earlier this summer, 85% of his waking hours, he was attached to his device playing Minecraft and Kerbal Space Program.
Yep, that's a good point. Yep. And it's not the only ones. Addiction's addiction. That smartphone, it'll weave its way into your life. Thanks for everybody's participation at 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, socialism is on the Florida ballot. Details next.